Hare Krishna.
Most people recognize a supreme creator who has made us all, and he has created all the facilities in this creation. And they claim that we are not opposed to him, we are not against him. We recognize him, we thank him for whatever he has given us. But according to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, such recognition of a Supreme Lord alone is considered very incomplete or a very superficial understanding of God. Because one should make an effort to know the nature of the Absolute Truth. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his teachings explains how the Supreme Lord Krishna is not just the creator or a maintainer or a controller of his creation or the supreme being, one who is almighty and all powerful. But actually the most important nature of the Absolute Truth is that he is the most powerful reciprocator of love of his devotees. He is an embodiment of rasa, and he is capable and expert in exchanging different type of rasa with different type of living beings, and that actually makes his crestjewel qualification. He is of course the Supreme Absolute Truth who is unparalleled. He is also a repository of all the infinite shaktis. But more importantly than all these qualifications is that he is an embodiment of love. He is a most lovable person, one who reciprocates with each and every one of his devotees. Even if a jiva makes a very feeble attempt to approach him, love him and serve him. So by knowing the nature of Absolute Truth and the purpose of his creation and how to align with that purpose of awakening that love for God and connecting with him in loving devotional service, these things form a very essential part of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. Therefore, Krishna himself says, iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvitaha. If somebody accepts Krishna, besides understanding the nature of the Absolute Truth, the result will be iti matva, means having accepted this fact, bhajante mam, they will worship me. Buddha bhava samanvita, he says, with great ecstasy, they will worship me. So ordinary worship will not do. The great ecstasy is required in approaching him. Practically one should celebrate his Lord's nature. One should delight in Lord's nature. One should be sold out to Lord's nature. One should salute Lord's nature. One should surrender to that Lord's nature. Then one gets completely carried away by that devotion, and one will find one's heart stolen away by the Lord. So therefore, this loving nature of the Lord forms the central theme of Shikshashtaka prayers. Without understanding of that nature of the Lord and developing a very deep trust in it, one cannot call out the holy names very fervently. Because the holy name is a direct address. The Sanskrit, the Ashtama Vibhakti, we call the eighth Vibhakti, is a direct address to the Lord. Bho Krishna Tumeva Ashraya. O Lord Krishna, I surrender my heart and life to you. That type of direct address is only possible when we develop a very deep faith in Supreme Lord's loving nature and his personality, his characteristics, his behavior, his relationship with the jivas. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is a very special movement which can help the jiva to directly awaken love for God and connect with the Lord in loving devotion service, provided we connect with the message of this Guru Parampara, where Lord Chaitanya himself appeared and disseminated this most essential, vital understanding of the Absolute Truth. Harinam Prabhu ki.